Okay.
All right. James, you're in Erbil, you said. Can you describe where that is exactly?
Yeah, Erbil is a city in northern Iraq. It's in the Kurdish-controlled areas of Iraq, north of Kirkuk, about 1 hour's drive from the disputed city of Kirkuk. It's been very, very quiet here for more than a year now, and nothing really has happened until this evening. There was a very large U.S. Helicopter strike on a location not far from the Erbil Sheraton, which is a new hotel. It was just constructed, and I believe is housing some foreign contractors. It's not quite clear exactly who, but there's heavy security around the hotel. It's the only hotel like that in Erbil. Around midnight tonight, small helicopters began circling the area, firing down with bursts of machine gun fire into the area. And about an hour later, they unleashed heavy gunfire and also four helicopter missiles, and they destroyed a location. A huge fireball came up not far from the Erbil Sheraton. And this is about a half an hour ago that the major attack happened, and so there's no information yet about what actually they were hitting. And again, this is the first time I've seen American military force in Erbil. And I think it's the first time that anything like this has happened here. And it would be, a major escalation of events for this part of Iraq.
And you know of no activity that would have predicted this or precipitated this?
No. I mean, one can only speculate at this point, and I hate to do that, but because the location that they were firing missiles into was next to the Erbil Sheraton, I can assume that they must have been trying to hit perhaps someone who was trying to make an attack on that building. But again, that's pure speculation. I have no idea at this point. Mm. I mean, there are still Kurdish police vehicles driving past and ambulances as I speak. And, there's still a fire blazing a few blocks from here.
And how did you identify the helicopters as being part of the U.S. force?
Well, I can see them. One of them was a U.S. Black Hawk helicopter.
Okay.
It's again, it's nighttime, but you can see the outline against the lights.
Okay. Can you describe what else is in the neighborhood beside the Sheraton?
No, in that neighborhood, there's also now that I think of it, there's a PDK office and some other buildings, but the most prominent building in that area is the Sheraton. At this time, of course, I have no idea what was actually targeted and the reason for it.
I hear other voices
PDK is the party of the ruling party here in Erbil.
Yes, and they have been have had what kind of relations with the U.S. government, the U.S. forces?
Oh, they've had very close relations.
Okay.
But as I say, until now, we haven't seen any United States military presence in this city. And it was sort of surprising. You never hear helicopters in Erbil. Unlike Baghdad, where there are Apaches and all kinds of helicopters and planes flying over all the time and lots of explosions and gunfire pretty much on a daily basis, Erbil is completely different. You almost never see a helicopter in this vicinity. I've only seen an Apache helicopter once, and that was outside of town. This is the first time I've seen any kind of force of this kind. And, so really it's something new.
Yes.
For this area.
And it's now after midnight there, yes?
Yeah, no, it's 1:30 in the morning.
Okay. I could hear a lot of voices in the background as you were talking. Are there a lot of people out on the streets?
Well, no. Actually, was completely deserted, which is normal for this time of night in this town. But there's simply a group of people from the hotel has set off in the direction of the blaze. I should probably be following them now that I think about it.
And how far are you from the hotel?
From the Sheraton Hotel, I'm within walking distance, probably from here, 6-7 blocks.
So it was quite loud in the neighborhood where are.
I mean, but you know, this is. I was watching it from the roof and from my hotel window.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you have been in Erbil for what, 6 months now?
Yeah, about that.
And there has been nothing like this before?
No, nothing like this has happened yet in the city. There was a double suicide bombing now, I guess it would be about a year ago or more, that killed about over 100 people here. But that was the only significant violent attack of any kind that anyone can remember here. Everything has been very quiet. There have been a couple small car bombings, but the most recent one, which was about a little over a month ago, only injured a couple of people, and not even the people it was directed at. It was directed at a PDK convoy. And there have been a couple political assassinations, again, of the local party members, but really, the city is very, very quiet, and people go about their daily lives almost totally oblivious of the conflict in the rest of the country, until now, mm-hmm. I'm sure. So,
and is there anything, do you think this is connected with events that are happening in Tikrit, which is the nearest large city?
Fill me in. I haven't read the news in the last 12 hours or so.
I haven't seen anything either, except I know that there were. I know that the governor of Baghdad was killed, I believe, in a car bombing along with 12 of his security people. And the other thing that I remember hearing, but I haven't read anything, is something about this was on the web, I think, indicating that a number of people who were doing security assessments were killed, and I. I'm really unclear on where that was. My husband told me about it today, but for some reason I was thinking it was towards the north.
Right. Well, for some time now, there have been large-scale attacks all over Iraq. I mean, you could say even for almost a year now, things have been really quite escalated in the country in general. And this is simply... The things you're talking about are a continuation of what's been going on here all the time.
Right.
So, you know, things like assassinations of the Baghdad governorate, governor, this is almost sort of par for the course,
mm-hmm.
For those areas in central Iraq. There are car bombings almost every day, you know, since the attack on the second attack on Fallujah, there have been massive killings of Iraqi National Guard, Iraqi police forces. So this has been going on, and I think it's been escalating noticeably in the run-up to planned elections at the end of this month,
mm-hmm.
In about 26, 27 days.
Right. And what's your sense of the attitude toward the elections in the Kurdish areas?
Well, I have to say that a lot of people in Iraq and also in the Kurdish areas are still really unclear about whether these elections are A, actually going to happen, and B, if they do happen, you know, what the result is going to be. And a lot of people are also still unclear, I think, about how these elections are actually working. There hasn't been a lot of publicity or campaigning that you can really see here in the north. I mean, basically, these elections are taking place with lists of candidates from various factions. So you have the Kurdish list, the Shia list, you know, the different political groupings, all making a list of candidates, and depending on the number of votes that each list receives, they'll have more or less people from this list in parliament. But as far as I know, I talked to people here, and they claim not even to have seen a published list because people are afraid of attack, obviously, if they're named on the list, because there have been a number of attacks directed against the holding of these elections.
Mm-hmm. And
so it's difficult for people even to know, you know, who they're voting for at this point.
Yeah. And is there tension between the various Kurdish parties at this point?
Well, you know, the Kurdish parties are all in one list. For as far as these elections go, they're grouped together. So, there hasn't been a lot of overt squabbling, but everyone assumes that they're going to get a piece of the Kurdish vote if they're in the major parties.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a big issue. I mean, of course, historically there has always been a little bit of conflict between the PUK and PDK.
Mm-hmm.
But for the last several years, that's been sort of swept under the carpet by larger events.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Do you want to follow those people who are going towards?
Well, yeah, I may take a walk over there, and if I find out anything, I'm here without my translator and limited knowledge of Kurdish. But if I find out anything, I'll let you know.
Okay, well, let me not keep you now, but thank you for calling, and I'll try and post this for people to have access to. It's good to hear you. Hope you're well.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
And likewise.
All right. Bye, James.
Bye-bye.